So I'm Muji, sports presenter at RX Radio. Could you please introduce yourself?
My name is Vusi from C1ICU. Yes, yeah.
So could you please share with us, how was the marathon for you?
Yeah, you're quite interesting, challenging at the same time, and more especially when you're running against the wind. That's where it killed me most. Otherwise, I've tried all my best, because last time I made 9.5 minutes, now 9 minutes, so at least
I have been 9 minutes flat.
Yep.
Oh, that's good, eh? Yeah. I made it like in 10 minutes.
Is it?
This is my first time here today.
Is it? Wow.
So that is, yeah, it's something I'm working on.
I did on my first one, which was the 9.5. At least I've got a challenge. Which is you, yeah. So at least I have competition.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. And what tips do you have for people that's running into the wind?
Yeah, what am I gonna say? There is no way, I don't know. I don't know. It's just to keep on going.
Never to give up.
Never to give
just
up.
Just keep a constant pace.
I see. Because there will always to be obstacles on your way. Difficulties which you must always face through.
I see you running again, 10 and 16.
Yeah.
So
but I don't think I will be quick as I did on my first lap.
Why not?
Just, I don't know.
Where's the self-confidence?
It's there. But I never ran more than twice, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Now I understand. But that shouldn't be an excuse, man.
Is it?
But not yeah, sure. We wish your department the best of luck.
Sure, thanks.
I hope you can beat that 9 minutes.
Yeah, I'll try all my best like that. But not promising anything.
Yeah, you just better yourself.
I'll do, man.
So thank you so much.
Same applies, man.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm Tariq here, reporting at the run today. And today I'm speaking to
Bronwyn Samuels. I'm the head of HR.
And how did you feel after doing this run today?
Well, I didn't feel tired, but not as usual because the fitness level isn't the way it was a couple of years ago. But yeah.
Do you think this is something that you'll do again?
Yes, I would definitely do it. In fact, I will do another 2 laps. So I'm still waiting on that to come through.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye. So, Gamu, can you please tell us how you felt after that run?
Wow. I feel fresh. I feel energetic. It's refreshing. It's nice.
That's liquor. Hope you enjoyed it.
I did, though it was painful, but I did enjoy.
Good morning. My name is Yolandi, and I'm from Child Safe.
How was it, Anne?
Oh, it was wonderful. The first round was a little bit tough because I was quite cold, but the second one was fantastic. It's much, much easier. I wish I could walk like this every day. Take an hour every day and then just walk around the commons twice. Be fantastic.
Are you in any RX Radio thing, like children's hospital or something?
Yes. So I work at Child Safe at the Red Cross Hospital, and we work with communities to prevent injuries in children. And we usually work with RX Radio to share information.
Did anyone had like blue marks when they came there?
Usually the children come to us once they've already had an injury. So if they fell or they knocked their heads or they burned, then after they've been in the hospital, before they leave the hospital, the child comes with his mom and dad or the caregiver to just get information on how to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Thank you for your time.
I'm standing here with...
I'm Baba Lwakili, the transplant coordinator under S12.
Why did you decide to do this run today?
I just wanted to join the team and be part of the team and experience what's happening when the team is all together.
And how did you feel after the run?
Very excited. It's very stimulating. It was a long run, tiring, but well done to myself.
Do you think that you'll maybe do something like this again?
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Lwazi, the project officer for RX Radio.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling very tired though as well. The last lap was really tiring, but I really enjoyed it. And it's great weather, great vibes, good times. We keep it going, keep it flowing, like the water.
Hello.
So I'm a child and sports presenter at RX Radio. Could you please introduce yourself?
I'm Dr. Wendy Vogel. I'm a child and adolescent psychiatrist, and I run the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry here at Red Cross Children's Hospital. We're right in front of the Common.
Yeah.
And we are very, very excited that Red Cross Children's Hospital is celebrating World Autism Day and having this wonderful relay race. It's
on
a fantastic
the same
day.
Yeah, that's
on the
amazing.
Same day.
Yeah. And how did you find the marathon today?
Well, personally, I was a little bit tired, but it's a very exciting event. Lots of camaraderie, lots of goodwill and good spirit. And here's to providing many, many more services for children with autism.
Yeah. And what tips do you have for first-time runners?
Oh, my word.
Because I'm a first-time runner.
You're asking the wrong person. I'm also a first-time runner. So all I would say is, drink lots of water and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for your time. Eh?
Pleasure.
Hi, I'm Mujin. I'm a sports presenter at RX Radio. Could you please introduce yourself?
I'm Sister Diamonds. I'm the operational manager of the Division of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry.
And could you please share with us, how did you find this marathon?
Great, great fun. We're running for Autism Western Cape.
Yeah.
And what a remarkable thing to do today.
Exactly. And is this your first time?
No, I'm doing it every year.
Wow,
and I will do it even after
amazing.
I retire.
That's amazing. Mm. And what tips do you have for first time runners?
Just hang in there, just be there, just enjoy it. I think the most important thing is to enjoy it.
Enjoying yourself. Mm. And taking it one step at a time.
Lovely, it's been a pleasure. I'm 59, I'll do it at 65
wow,
as well.
That's amazing. Mm. Yeah. And if you had to estimate your time that you run it in, what would you do?
25? Run and walk.
Run and
but
walk.
But I persevere.
As long as you finish, that's all
yes,
that matters.
Yes.
And finishing and enjoyment.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Eh?
Thanks.
Morning.
Morning. So what's happening today?
Hi, we're having our hospitals, one of our very important annual functions. We try and do it once a year. It's just a good celebration for everyone and also a good wellness thing to be outdoor, doing some exercise and also out in the sun in the fresh air. And great for team spirit in the hospital.
How are you feeling after the, I think it was 2.5Ks?
Yeah, so I'm not a runner, I'm a walker.
Okay.
I ran a little bit in between. But it felt good to be out in the fresh air instead of sitting at the office behind a computer.
Nice. No,
yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
So I'm Mujin. I'm a sports presenter at RX Radio. Could you please tell me, how are you feeling about this marathon?
Well, I'm glad I'm not running the whole thing by myself. But I'm excited for my two laps.
Oh, you're doing two? And
I'm
what,
doing two.
What lap numbers?
10 and 11 for physio.
Oh, so that's like after each other. That's like a solid 5 kilometers.
So I've got no break in between.
Yeah. But yeah, so this is not your first time running, huh?
No.
So what tips do you have for the first time runners? Because myself, I'm a first time runner, so yeah.
So it's a good idea to have a warm up, even if it's just a quick walk and do a little bit of stretching before you start. Make sure you've had some water beforehand and yeah.
Just keep hydrated.
Keep hydrated, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That's important, eh? Yeah, thank you so much. We wish you nothing but the best
okay,
for, the,
thank you.
For the marathon.
Enjoy
thank
your
you so
run.
Much. I will do so.
So we have Chris with us. He just ran the marathon. Chris, how are you feeling?
Exhausted. That was really tiring.
About how many kilometers do you think you ran?
Was it? It's like 2.6 kilometers, but I don't know how much of it I actually ran and how much of it I walked.
Good morning. I'm Mitzi Franken. I'm the head of nursing.
So how was the marathon doing for you?
Absolutely exciting. So much fun. So much positivity. And seeing all the staff is just enjoying it.
Yeah, that's
quite a fun full day.
That's the most important thing, eh? To enjoy yourself and
yes.
never give up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, what tips do you have for people that just started running?
Start slow.
Start slow. Never overrun it.
Never overrun it. I improved my time from the first time last year. I did it in 55 minutes.
Yeah.
This year I did it in 30 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing. Eh?
So you can improve on time little by little.
Yes, sure. You have to take it one step at a time.
One step at a time.
That's most important. Eh? And is Auntie running again?
I've done two laps now, so I'm done for the morning.
Wow, that's amazing. I still have to do my second lap, you see, so I gotta go.
Go for it.
Yeah. So we wish your department the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, definitely.
Muji, you just ran the marathon today. How are you feeling today?
Now I feel good, man. Really, the weather is amazing, so it's not really weather that's going to make you tired.
How was the run, though?
I mean, 2.68 kilometers,
that's nothing for you, right?
That's like
right?
Warm-up, yeah. I mean, I covered the distance in about 11 minutes.
For a rugby player, I'm sure that's like a walk in the park.
No, I mean, I wouldn't call it that, but surely it was great, really.
So, did you run the entire track?
Yeah, definitely. And I was the first one to finish. Just
well
to
done,
get it
well
out
done,
there.
Well done.
I beat the guys.
You're making
I set
Orix
the
Radio
for
proud.
Orix Radio. Yeah, definitely. Hi, so I'm Muji and I'm a sports presenter at Orix Radio. Could you please tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Hello, Muji. My name is Eleonora and I'm one of the physios who's currently joined the Red Cross team. I'm finally off of probation, so I'm allowed to permanently stay.
Wow, that's amazing. And from a personal experience, how was the race for you?
It's so much fun. It's the first time doing it and seeing like the whole Red Cross family, you guys, all the different departments. It's really so nice and humbling, and I really, really enjoyed it. The run and the wind was a different story, but it was like the heat was awesome nonetheless.
And what tips do you have for someone that's running into the wind?
Oh, just keep running faster. Just lift those legs. Increase your stride. We were saying your stride length and just keep going. Yeah. Head down and just keep going.
Never give up.
Yeah, exactly. I think just like Dory says, just keep swimming. This is just keep running. Just keep running.
Yeah, definitely. And are you running again? So you finish now?
No, I've done my two laps. Let's see. Hopefully I don't have to run again, but we'll stick around to see if someone needs
help.
But
at one, everyone's running, so you're going to go again at one?
Probably. Yeah. Yes, why not? Eh? That's what it's all about.
If not, why not?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, you guys as well. And keep up the awesome work.
Thank you.
We will do so.
Okay, we have Samir. He just ran the marathon right now. Samir, how are you feeling?
I'm out of breath.
Out of breath? How was the run for you?
That's why I only do it once a year.
And did you actually do the entire track running, or was it?
No, I had some walking periods, but I ran about a third of it.
So hi, I'm Muji and I'm a sports presenter at Orix Radio. Could you please tell us a little bit more about yourself?
I have lots of energy.
Yeah.
I'm from the A-team.
The A-team?
The A-team, yeah. Anesthesiology. Clive Schmuck, a.k.a. Schmuck. Spelt exactly the same way as Schmuck. But with two different meanings. But yeah, so. Yeah, and I have a few tricks up my sleeve.
Oh, could you name a few?
So it's like free diving.
Oh.
Before you go down, you build up your oxygen supply on the inside. So. Yeah. So by the time you start, you already got your oxygen supply. And then you got to take your shirts off. Because less friction and your body breathes.
Oh.
You know? Without the shirt on. I used to cycle and it made a huge difference. It helps you cool down, because when you start heating up, then you start getting a bit like nauseous and whatnot. Yeah. But I just cycle a bit, and living here in Cape Town, everyone's running around, so everyone keeps each other fit.
And from a personal experience, how has this marathon been for you?
So this was my second one.
Yeah.
A little bit more challenging than the first one. Last year I only had to do one lap. This year I did two.
Oh.
So that second lap, your mind plays tricks with you. So, but I just know, like, you just got to keep fighting it. You can't stop, because once you stop, then, you know, you lose that momentum. You just got to keep going again. You know, so just keep going. And yeah, so like, yeah, it's just cool. Like, I love the vibe here, and people are, yeah.
And for first time runners, what tips would you give them?
Sure, just put your shoes on, start walking. The next minute you're going to be running. And then once you start running, you just, you know, it just keeps going.
Small steps, eh?
Exactly. Yeah, you don't start big. Also, when you start running, don't sprint out the blocks, because then, like, that acid just builds up. Yeah, you lost like 1K and you're done. So just even start with walking, you know, just get that blood flowing.
And how does it feel to be the champion? Your department.
Beyond words, yeah. So, but teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah.
And so the whole team this morning was really like pumping each other up. And so, yeah, they really did get the spirit going. So, yeah.
No,
I couldn't have done it without them.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time.
Dude, away.
Thank
it was a
you,
pleasure.
Away.
Absolutely.
See you.